The DS106 Good Spell, Episode 7.
Good spell, we're John and Mary on a good spell. It's off and on and it's everything you wanted to know. Tune into the DS106 radio show. Intellectual conversation, the leaders of the game. They are bright, they are sweet, so go on, give them a tweet. The DS106 Good Spell Show.
Welcome to the DS106 Good Spell. Digging into the online digital course, Storytelling 106, from the angle of Mariana Funes' string of 106 pearls of wisdom. In each episode, we will cover one of the bullet points posted by Mariana at 1:06 a.m. on the 106th post of our DS106 Tumblr. I'm John Johnson, and at the other end of this Skype call is...
Mariana Funes. Hi, good evening.
Hi, Mariana. How are we doing?
We're doing good on this very long weekend for us.
Yes, it's nice that I've been away for a week's holiday and I've got one more day on Monday before I have to go back to work, so I'm quite pleased. Tonight, the title of the show is Every Thought Has Been Thought, But It Is Human Nature to Think Them Again and Again to Make Our Own.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme you're thinking about is something about creativity, originality and transforming. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's tons to talk about there with DS106, because a lot of what you're doing in DS106 is taking somebody's idea, making it your own, playing around with it. So where did you come from to get there, this idea?
So the title of the bullet is to do with a very famous quote by Goethe. And he said basically this idea that every thought had been thought, but that, you know, in order to make the thoughts our own, we needed to think them again and again. And I always find that kind of quote fascinating, particularly in the context of us talking about creativity and originality. And the connection that I made was around all the ideas in the Everything is a Remix episodes that we watched when we did Headless 13. And it really is, you know, this whole notion of, you know, well, what does it mean to be creative? And this notion of, you know, when we talk about originality and we talk about individual creativity versus the kind of ideas that I talked about in the Everything is a Remix series, where, you know, the idea is basically that, you know, everything that we, all of our ideas really are based on other people's ideas, and that you could argue that without being able to, you know, to copy stuff over and over again, you wouldn't ever learn anything. And that, you know, in his model of creativity, you go from copying over and over again in order to learn a domain to, I think he calls it transforming or tinkering with things, so that you start to tweak them a little bit and do this, a little bit of that and a little bit of this. And he says that actually, you know, the kind of breakthrough creativity doesn't really happen until you're able to combine lots of ideas in new ways. So that's the kind of, you know, the sort of origin of this bullet number 7, just really reflecting on this idea of, you know, is there such a thing as originality?
And the answer is... I can't agree with your sentiments more, I don't think, because just today I was, as usual, a rainy Sunday afternoon, messing about with some animated GIFs on the GIF Fight Tumblr, which occasionally puts up an idea. And the one I had today was an idea. It was a picture of an old picture that Tom Woodward had found of an elephant being transported or loaded onto a ship. And interestingly enough, when you looked at the Flickr source for this, that there was some commentary on it that suggested that even that picture may have been faked somehow, which was quite interesting in itself. But as usual with these things, and I'm sure you find the same, once you actually start just messing about with something and working it through, maybe over again and again, you begin to get new ideas. And I wouldn't claim any sort of artistic value, but certainly you can think up a joke or a pun or just something different from it much more if you're actually in working with it, maybe doing this practice that again and again, rather than just waiting for inspiration to hit you.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Is this notion of creativity, art is about inspiration, and it's about somehow you sit in a dark corner and something happens and the muse comes. And of course, what that often does ignore is all the really, really hard work that goes on for any artist, and we can talk about artists, for any artist in terms of learning the basics of their trade, whatever that might be. At some point something comes together that may mean that a group of people, and this is why I think, creativity isn't really an individual thing, and it's much more a kind of systemic kind of thing. You create or you make something that a group of people consider to be, to meet a set of criteria, whether it is any more than they like it or not. I guess that's for somebody else to answer that question. But that it is something that I wrestle with all the time, with all the stuff that I make for the S106. Only this morning I was talking to Stephanie and I was talking about an animated GIF that I made yesterday, which I actually submitted for a competition. And for me, this is a big deal. I say it all very, very like this because it's a big deal, because I never think that any of these things that I make, are good enough for me to do that. And I was saying to Stephanie, I spent a long time making this thing. And I said, the question, I sent her a tweet and I said, is it art? I said, at the end of the day, the original animation wasn't mine. Yes, I spent a long time doing what I did to make the animated GIF, but is it art? And I wrestle with this all the time, really, as to where does the where do the standards lie, and who determines that something that you make, is art or not, is original or not? It's they're all big questions.
Yeah. And I wonder, it's quite interesting, this idea of standards being agreed collectively, perhaps, in a course like DS106. That kind of quite interesting compared to, say, conventional education. As a teacher, you are the person that marks, for instance, a child's work. Now, in some cases, it might be just that if it's a test, there's a true or false, the answer is either right or wrong. But in many cases, what you're doing, say for a piece of writing or a piece of art in school or the performance of gymnastics, is that you're setting standards and then judging. And I think maybe what we've begun to do in schools is to start to share that responsibility or role with the learners a wee bit more, and it would seem to me to be maybe quite a positive step in just general encouragement for some things to be, and maybe you could do it with maths as well, how do we know that this answer is right, rather than the teacher just laying down the law as a challenge to pupils. So how do we know that that's a good GIF? By talking about it, I guess, by having a conversation online, by the number of people that smile when they see it, or grimace, or are affected, I guess.
But of course, the other element of all this is that from a learning point of view, that within the S106, we do have a kind of embedded thing that says, we show our workings, we put things up and people improve on them, make suggestions, they say what about this and what about if you try it this way. I always remember when we did that, it was one of my first GIFs, the gym groom dancing all over the world, and I couldn't get mine to work, And I ended up against type, actually publishing it and saying, I just can't get this to work, I need some help. And it was wonderful, you know, several people sort of helped me out and said, try this, this is what you're not doing if you do this. And so there is something about this collaborative creating that is, I think, I mean, I think what you say is an interesting comparison, you know, is in some ways in contrast with traditional education, where what you do is, you know, protect your answers and protect your ideas and go, you know, right, wrong, rather than, you know, let's all share what it is that we are learning. There is a question, I suppose, whether it does depend on the type of knowledge that you are talking about as to whether it lends itself to either or more of a collaborative approach. But certainly in DS106 we do encourage this idea of, you know, remixing, sharing, and somehow not owning in the kind of I was just watching Everything Is a Remix again, and he talks about the whole notion of, you know, how copying is absolutely fine and we justify it when it's us doing it, but that we get territorial when other people copy our ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is something about the way that DS106 teaches us that breaks that down, breaks that sense of mine down in a positive way.
Yeah, I would definitely say that the best mark you ever get in DS106 is somebody taking your idea and changing it or improving it or something like that, and that's almost the best sort of validation you can get, is that a bunch of people take an idea that you've had and run with it. And I suppose that's part of the process of designing an assignment, and designing an assignment for the course is part of the course. We kind of eat our own dog food in DS106.
Now there's something to quote you on. Yeah. We eat our own dog food.
The other thing is, it's kind of striking me to do with more general teaching, is this idea of practice and repeating things and copying things again and again. Mm. And quite often in traditional education, I suppose it maybe depends, but copying is, you know, copying something is a bad idea. You know, you're discouraged from copying somebody's style or what they do, and very often in classrooms that I've taught in, children are very quick to accuse each other of she is copying me, has taken my idea. I don't think in primary school I've ever had a whole deal of success generally with my general responses. Well, we're not copying, we're just all sharing here this idea together, we're learning off each other, you've taught them that good idea, well done. I suspect that that's mostly taken by the pupils as he's just trying to keep me quiet. I'd close this one down. Is this possessiveness, I think, in young children.
I mean, I think that, you know, what your children show is something that is so embedded in our society and so embedded, I mean, as the Everything Is a Remix series shows, you know, so embedded in our laws, so embedded in everything that we do. The idea that, you know, it's my idea, I'm going to protect it, my intellectual capital, and the fact that I've built it on top of, you know, many, many others' ideas, it becomes irrelevant when it's mine. Mm. And it's just, you know, permeates so much of what our society is built on, really, that I don't imagine you would have much impact on your trying to break all that down in the wonderful way that you're describing. Maybe, yeah. If, you know, DS106 over time does kind of help us break it down and break down our own, certainly it has done for me, break down my own sense of, you know, that's mine and I'm not sharing it, and let me make sure that, you know, I protect it. It runs deep, I think, in our psyches, that does.
Yeah. And, but as I say, I think that maybe one way to get it is actually gain your validation by your idea being taken, expanded on and changed, that that certainly, I think, in DS106 land is one of the best marks. And I think, again, that kind of gets back to this idea of repetition and using the same things over and over again. And quite often I feel for a while that I'm doing things that are, you know, a bit tired because I've done them before, but if you keep on doing them, then eventually something else pops up, or if you're lucky, somebody else pops up and gives you a hand and takes you on to another idea, and you track on with that.
And of course, I mean, the whole point about all of this in terms of my learning and reflection about the S106 is how it's almost an arbitrary boundary when we say my idea, and that the reality is really, if you look at what actually is happening without the lens of protecting and copyright and all of that, it just makes you see so clearly that, you know, what I've said is built on this, it's built on this, on this, on this. And as you make, say, an animated GIF that is built on so many things that people have taught you and that other people have done, you almost cannot fail but see that everything is a remix.
Yeah. And the best things, and I suppose the worst things, are remix. We have just slightly run over our 15 minutes, so I'm just going to knock up a wee bumper to play out on.
Digital identity, who we are on the web, who holds our data, the new flesh, to graph this new flesh. The computer screen has become the retina of the mind's eye, and reality is less than the network. The time has now come to reclaim that control and embody the new flesh of the web.
The DS106 Good Spell in 106 Bullets on DS106 Radio for life.